If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, it's all about empowerment. Oh, I hope you had a good day, Frank. Did you have one? Oh, I hope so. It's been an interesting week so far here. I know it's only Tuesday, but goodness. We got lots of sunshine, but we're going to have some rain coming. We have a good show. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR, and other networks. We are going to be talking about the snake venom is in the news again. What's in the COVID issue? So we're going to talk about, we're going to touch on that, and we got some great stuff. And, oh, Frank says he's not bad out there. He's doing okay. Thank you, Frank. Best engineer, by the way, in radio is Frank. So if you don't know who I'm talking about, Frank's the engineer here on. He's the brains and the outfit. Yeah, I'm just a talent. I show up, Frank. So Frank is on the board. He's on it. And he can tell us what's going on. And he plays the bouncy bumper music, which I love. All right, so we got a great show. We got all this stuff in a crack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees. I'm seeking Lord's face. I'm mining the time because it grows short. And with today's devotional, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, but thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, do you need to say anything more? I don't think so. Lord is the way. He makes it possible for salvation. And if you don't know the Lord, now's the time to get to know him and be quick about it. Because time is growing short, and that invitation to spend eternity in paradise has got a limited time. So don't squander the time. Seek his face now. Be friends with the Lord. Speak, pray with him every day, and read his word because it's full of wisdom. And you'll love it. Change your life. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Oh, thanks, Frank. Okay, they say 42% of Generation Z people, these are the people between the age group of 10 to 25 years age right now, they say they're diagnosed with mental health conditions, according to a survey. This was the Harmony Healthcare IT survey. They're saying tens of millions of these people, these young adults, are dealing with mental health problems. And they say it started March 2020 with the COVID issue. This was an Indiana-based data management company that did the survey. They said the percentages of young adults that are dealing with anxiety, depression, attention deficit disorders, hyperactivity disorders, post-traumatic stress disorders is unreal. They say three-quarters of all these Americans under the age of 25 say the pandemic negatively impacted their mental health. And they cite loneliness and uncertainty of the future. Well, I mean, they closed everything down. They closed the schools. I mean, what kids would be confident in their education after that? 90% of these folks that responded believe their generation is not set up for success. 75% feel that they are disadvantaged in comparison to, let's say, the baby boomers. Well, I may agree with that, because the education system in this country is crap. You know, it keeps going down the toilet. I mean, okay, I can remember my grandparents raised a family during World War II, and my grandfather had an eighth grade education. He rose to a superintendent manager in a company, and his wife had a high school degree, but their kids, they raised their kids and they went to college. But if you look at the comparisons, my grandfather's eighth grade education is better than the high school education today. Yep. They actually can write cursive. These kids don't even learn cursive anymore. They just learn keyboarding. So they're saying that generation is in for trouble. All right. Last but not least in the quack report, this is Dr. Brian Artis. He said the COVID virus was engineered, and it contains dozens of synthetic animal venoms. Now, we touched on Dr. Artis before. He is under the conclusion that your COVID-19 serum is loaded with snake venom, you know, and other genetic materials. But he's not the only one that's saying that. He said there's other studies, lots of them, he said, that were done as early as 2020. And researchers are finding dozens of venom peptides in blood plasma and fecal samples of people that get vaccinated with the COVID serum. Multiple teams of researchers, he's saying, from around the world have followed up on this connection between the coronavirus and the venom of snakes, which led to researchers finding genetic materials from at least two different snake species, the Chinese krait and the Chinese cobra. A lot of genetic material there. But what was interesting about his recent report is you can order this stuff, these venoms, online. You can actually have it customized, synthetic snake venom. They ask you, what do you want to put it in? Yeast, E. coli, mammal cells? They don't care. They'll put it in there. He says when they ran a sequence of venoms, they found the COVID-19 patients actually had 36 different venom sources. Oh, man. If that's the truth. Oh, man. Well, we're going to explore that possibility in the first part of the show, so stay where you are. That wraps the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. All right, so we are going to be talking about this snake venom thing. And I just think the whole story is not out there yet. I don't think all the pieces of the puzzle are fitting together yet. So we're going to go down the road and see what you think here. Question is snake venom used in your vaccines? That's a question that's out there now. So this is the question asked by people after hearing that there may be snake venom in the COVID shot. Why would snake venom, that's a good question. Why would snake venom, why would that ingredient be in a serum, a vaccination serum? Anti-venom treatments, you know, they've been around for decades. They've been used to treat poisonous snake bites, for instance. But why put it in a viral serum if it's in there? Well, let's look at human blood and venom, how they react. Normally, snake venom in human blood is not a good thing. So it creates all kinds of metabolic disturbances. Now, research by the American Society for Biochemistry and Molecule Biology, they conducted a study in July in 2010. They experimented with snake venom and how human blood responds to it. And they were looking for a new drug to help with strokes and heart attacks, and their work involved the snake venom. So it's kind of strange that scientists would turn to venom to find such a solution. But they studied how our bodies respond to the venom, and the research team involved scientists from Japan, and the study also was published in the Journal of Biological Chemistry. Now, the research looked at how snake venom could influence blood clots. And the report noted that proteins influence platelets and blood vessels. And what they reported is that blood clot disease, like your thrombosis, for instance, is a leading cause of death, stroke, heart attack, whereas the snake venom toxins produce profuse bleeding. So no clotting, they're saying. So the snake venom is why they were looking at it. It creates a bleeding effect, sort of like the rat poison they used in small amounts was a, you know, anticoagulant medication for people with blood clot issues. So they're looking at the snake venom that causes bleeding. And when you have a snake venom that causes bleeding, it's called a hemotoxic response, and it comes from certain types of snakes. So it creates a bleeding issue. Okay. So the snakes that do that, their venom, it comes from adders, rattlesnakes, cobras, mambas, crates, and taipan snakes. And snakes that produce these hemotoxic response tend to attack the circulatory system, interferes with clotting, and this, you know, bleeding happens. So the snake venom, though, that causes blood clotting comes from the saw-scaled viper, or the Middle East and Central Asia viper called the Ichthys carnatus. So adders, rattlesnakes, cobras, mambas, crates, taipans create bleeding issue. Their venom creates bleeding issue in humans, whereas the vipers create a clotting issue. So we got that straight, right? So vipers in particular, they carry extremely lethal venom. And it is interesting, the research on the venom proteins science has undertaken recently, multiple studies on what science calls the three-finger toxins, and it influences the protein and enzyme action. So there is snake venom that causes a ribbon reaction in the blood, causing stringy fibers to appear. Isn't that something else? Haven't we heard that autopsies have produced that in people who got the vaccine? So can it really, though, depend on the type of venom that's being used and what combinations the venom may be used in? You know, it could be, you know, a lot of little cocktails going on here. What are you saying, Frank? So they substitute rat poison for snake venom? These people are nuts. Well, no. What I meant was, it was reminding me, Frank, that Coumadin and Werfen blood thinners are really from rat poison. They just made it in a smaller amount so it wouldn't kill you, but it would thin your blood, because rat poison makes the rats bleed and they just die. They're bleeding internally and they just die. So that's why I mentioned it. Sorry if that confused you. Didn't mean to confuse anybody. All right, so moving along here. Now, if you're on the mailing list for the newsletters at thepowerherbs.com, you'll get the picture of this ribbon stuff that they found in the blood from the National Library of Medicine, August 2006. So they've known this stuff since then, that it can do that. So if you want to sign up for the newsletters, they're free. You have to have an email to receive the newsletters, because they're only distributed by email. You go to thepowerherbs.com and you click on books and newsletters and you can sign up there for free. Now, science has also found a C-type receptor after 6 years of study in collaboration with the British scientist. The product of their work together produced a module purified from a snake venom of the Southeast Asian pit viper called rhondocytin. So the C-type receptors help the venom toxin to bind to platelet molecules, and they found this encourages blood clots. Other reactions can be produced also. So I'm sure they're tweaking it a bit. So rhinotoxin from the Asia pit viper. So the pit vipers, like we pointed out, they're the ones that cause clotting. That's the category. Okay. So they know that. And they've known this in 2006. Here is a quote from their report. The rhinocytin disturbed the normal process of blood clotting. In fact, they had disorganized the blood-filled lymphatic vessels and caused severe swelling upon inflammation. And that's what they found in these people with these reactions, a lot of times, to the serum. They also said some of the toxins in venom prevent platelets from clotting. Other toxins can do the opposite, resulting in blood clots. And there are many molecule targets to these toxins and platelet activation. Lastly, they said recent discoveries that there are elements in snake venom that can promote irregular aggregation of platelets, the kind that leads to clots and strokes. Journal of Biomedical Chemistry, 2010. So they've known this for a while. Well, let's just think about this for a second. Are they putting the stuff in the COVID-19 therapy? Are they? So the National Library of Medicine actually released some research September 2021 where snake venom was suggested to be used with the COVID-19 shot to counteract the cardio events the shot had been producing. So they're saying, let's add it in there. Well, I thought it was already in there. Anyway, here's what they said. The biosources reviewed snake venom displayed many bioactivities of interest. They wanted to say it will prevent, it'll depend on which venom really is used. So how the venom components are treated also after they select their venom is anybody's guess. So if the venom is altered, the natural metabolic reaction within the blood will change. Also, in their report, they state that the COVID-19 virus infection, viral infection, produces a lot of inflammation and blood clot risk. Therefore, they want to add a snake venom to prevent these types of reactions. However, what about the studies showing snake venom is already in the COVID-19 serum? Well, they probably want to get rid of the viper and add the other stuff. The rattlesnake stuff. It just doesn't get any worse, does it, Frank? Here's the Arizona study. Let's go there. What'd you say, Frank? Frank's weighing in. He says, when did everyone forget the mad scientists are bad? Well, I hadn't forgotten that. But let's look at the Arizona study. The University of Arizona examined patients given the COVID-19 serum and then published their findings in the September 2021 Journal of Clinical Investigations. And they found venom enzymes belonging to rattlesnake in the patients who were vaccinated. Now, rattlesnakes are supposed to encourage a bleeding, right? Remember our list? Vipers create the clotting problem, but rattlesnakes are on the list that create the bleeding problem. That's interesting. So here's a quote. This is Dr. Floyd Chilton, University of Arizona. He says, we found evidence that there was a rattlesnake enzyme in the blood of the people vaccinated in extraordinarily high levels. Okay, that's wrapping my brain around it. But here's the revelation that's so tricky and I would say diabolical in a way. Here's what is important to know about the snake venom from snakes that cause bleeding. When you add it to COVID-19 virus, it can have the opposite effect. Here is a quote from the University of Arizona study. They said, the snake-like enzyme is found in healthy people at low levels to prevent infections, but in cases of COVID-19 virus, it's doing the opposite. They go on to say, these high levels of this enzyme are looking at those tissues in the organs and saying, you look like a bacteria. Let's shred your membranes and let's put these organs out of their misery. Quote from Dr. Floyd Chilton, University of Arizona. Lastly, he says, roughly a third of people develop long COVID, and many of them were active individuals who now can't walk 100 yards. The question we are investigating now is it the enzyme? Is it still relatively high and active? And could this be responsible for part of the long COVID outcomes that we are seeing? Well, Dr. Brian Artis reported his take on the snake venom being in the COVID-19 serum. But a lot of your news outlets and some research are reporting half the information that is kind of painting a different picture. So if the research is moving in the right direction, the venom may react differently when it's combined with different bacteria, viruses, or even other venoms. So I truly believe only half-truths are being reported here, which makes this thing a whole lie. You know, I'm not saying venom's not in the serum. I'm just saying we're not getting the full picture. I'll keep digging. If I can find information on this, I will tell you. Okay? But it's interesting that they're finding rattlesnake venom in high levels, and apparently when it's combined to the virus, it has the opposite effect and causes the clotting thing, not the bleeding thing. That makes sense to me there. Yeah. So we'll keep our ears to the ground on that one. But you know, you want to look at safe alternatives nowadays. You just can't trust the science at all. And somebody pointed something out to me recently. They said most people have trouble wrapping their brain around somebody in science, medical authority doing something that would harm people. They wouldn't do that. That's where their mind goes, but they wouldn't do that. Well, if they don't have the integrity and the spirit of God, then they would. You may not do it, but they would. See, we have to keep godly wisdom about us and have discernment about these things. You can't just lump all of your scientists and all your doctors into a category. I get that. But you will have some bad apples out there that can really throw a monkey wrench into stuff. So just keep your wits about you. So if medical science, research is compromised, so we have to really be aware. We have to look after ourselves and look at safer options. And, I put my trust in God's food, spices, and medicinal herbs. He created those. And he knows what helps keep our bodies and minds healthy. So God gets the credit there. And in order for science to take credit, what they tend to do is they change the chemistry of what God created. And it has a different effect. So if you want to learn more about how you can tap in successfully to the power in your medicinal herbs and protect yourself and be more vital, have more energy, not have to be, taking a bunch of prescriptions. Well, then look into it. And I would call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a free product catalog they can send you. They like to educate their customer on the herbs. Lots of little info sheets come with their products. It's nice. And they're accessible. So thepowerherbs.com, that's their website, thepowerherbs.com. Or you can give a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 828-469-5972. You might want to check out some of their neat little kits. They have a pandemic kit with lots of goodies in it for broad spectrum coverage, more targeted things, really some nice, strong, organic, professional strength protection there. Look into that if you can, thepowerherbs.com, or give them a call at 866-229-3663. And like I said, if you want to get a lot of this natural health information, sign up for the free online newsletters. You just go to the website, thepowerherbs.com, click on books and newsletters, and there's a couple of them. There's the American Survival, and there's the Health Quest. Now, you can sign up for both if you want. It's up to you. And it's, an opt-in, opt-out list, so if you just decide you don't want to get one, just say so, and you'll get taken off the list. So thepowerherbs.com, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. I can see by the clock we're going to take a little break, but we got more on the other side, so stay where you are. We'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs?
Empower yourself with the organic balanced chemistry in the Adrenal Gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their Adrenal Gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, Henry Ford the automobile, and herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today, or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Okay, we're back. Hey, thank you, Frank. We are back, right, Frank? Okay. We are going to be talking about how we can avoid the 10 most expensive conditions, health conditions. And, you know, with those expensive health conditions, you know the drug companies have something to sell you. So let's look at this because, you know, if you look at some of these resources like drugs.com, the United States as well as some of our other nations have pretty much 10 conditions we could possibly avoid. So avoiding bad health is definitely something we all want to do. However, there are 10 conditions that are very common and are becoming more expensive for us to be treated by modern healthcare. And by the way, they're common, but not normal conditions. You know, we think as we get older, we're conditioned to think, well, we're bound to get something. Well, we are if we don't do as much as we can to protect our health. So, of course, you know, if we look at modern medicine for help with these conditions, they're geared to drug therapy, to downplay your symptoms, which almost certainly will lead to more aggressive, evasive, more expensive interventions later. So if you are like most Americans, you take some sort of comfort in that a majority of the cost of a treatment is maybe covered by your insurance. But I've seen people opt for drug therapy and surgery instead of maybe a natural and positive outcome with a natural therapy, because natural therapies aren't covered by their insurance, so they just don't want to pay for it. So I've seen that too. So the money factor can win out in those types of situations, but you want a long-term resolution. You don't want just a temporary one. So let's look at if you want to live with disease, here are the top 10 that most people are living with. Liver disease is on the list. Hepatitis viruses, the most common is hepatitis C. Modern medicine expects the baby boomer generation to contract liver disease and claims new treatments will cure people in just a few months. Mm-hmm. So the cost is like $168,000 for treatment, according to the resources out there like druginjury.com. There are also reports that new drugs will put patients at risk for liver cancer and leukemia. So Harvoni and Sovaldi, if I'm pronouncing those drugs right, for liver disease, do your homework on those first. So medicine seems to ignore the 8 new medical studies that were presented at the International Liver Consortium in 2017 in Amsterdam. And the European drug regulators have known about drug safety issues over the last several years, and medicine chooses to look at the pharmaceutical research and 3 studies that exempt the drug from blame. So always do your homework on your medications. Number 2 on the list is your back pain and neck pain affects 63 million or 30% of Americans, and sends a lot of them to a chiropractor. And the rest see their regular doctors, and the annual cost is about $88 billion. So patients are put on a lot of pain medicines, antispasmodics, and sleep aids for this. But the big part of the neurology is your neck and back surgery also is in the mix here. They're seeking help from their doctors, and that's where they tend to end up, is being referred to a neurosurgeon. I used to work for them, Frank. I worked for a neurosurgeon. I also work in neurology. And, yeah, people that got intervention care never were right again. That's what they told me. They were never the same. Number 3, high blood pressure. Yep. Medicine expects 1 in 3 Americans to develop hypertension and spend $83 billion on medical treatments that are really symptom management tools only. They don't really cure the disease. So hypertension is so lucrative that drugs are being prescribed to patients in their 30s as a prevention for future hypertension. So this epidemic is caused by a lot of processed foods, lack of regular exercise, and explains why 4% of kids ages 4 to 18 have blood pressure problems already. Number 4, diabetes. So affects about 10% of Americans, with an estimated 30% undiagnosed with the disease. $100 billion is spent on these medical treatments. An interesting coincidence is that diabetes increases as the number of vaccines increase, as well as for your pets. So you want to do your homework on your diagnostic tools and your diabetic drugs. Now, druginjury.com did report that the diabetic medicines have been reported to cause the following health risks: bone fractures, thyroid cancer, heart failure, kidney failure, macular vision, macular degeneration vision issues, and even death. So now Finland has the guts to come out and say, here are the statistics, here's the data that puts you into a chart to show you the vaccines versus diabetes correlation. So a lot of medical studies have stated that injecting infants with the vaccines causes inflammation and creates a diabetic condition within 4 years of receiving the vaccine. Finland's chart supports that research. Yeah. Anthony Howerwood says there are no coincidences, just conspiracy. Hey, Frank, that sounds like you. Now, Finland had this really nice chart of 5 to 9-year-olds and getting the HIV vaccination just increased the incidence of diabetes significantly by the fourth dose, by the way. On the list, number 5, is osteoporosis and joint problems. So in the United States, 1 in 2 people develop joint problems in their back, neck, knees, hips, and or hands. Cost of this problem is about $47 billion a year. Most people expect that wear and tear is going to be the cause. However, we have countless examples in ancient writings that this was not a common occurrence. So doctors will prescribe a lot of drugs for pain and inflammation, and then last is the surgery. So knee replacement surgery is the most popular procedure, followed by hip replacement surgery. So we are really not taught how to look after our joints and our bones. Actually, no one talks about joints until they experience stiffness after the age of 40. Joints are real important. They all your connective tissues, ligaments, tendons, skin, muscle, they require certain nutrients, and we're not getting them. So we have to make sure we get them in the diet. Now, cow's milk isn't going to help you. It's the wrong kind of calcium. It doesn't have boron and magnesium with it for the uptake of calcium, so you're not really getting calcium with cow's milk. People go, what about goat's milk? It's not a plant-based calcium. Look at your plants. Look at your oranges, green leafy vegetables, even your medicinal herbs. They have that nice blend chemistry profile. All of them do. It's identical. It's kind of like necessary, and that's why it's there. God put it there because it's required. So you need calcium by 2 parts, magnesium and boron by 1 part for the uptake and utilization of calcium. And calcium is used not just by your bones, but your muscles and all your connective tissues and even your immune system. So calcium is a pretty big deal. Number 6 on the list is your pulmonary diseases, emphysema, bronchitis, asthma, and your combo condition of medicine now is calling the COPD, which is the 3 conditions combined. They call it chronic obstructive pulmonary disease or COPD, very much on the rise. So it's people that they say have emphysema, bronchitis, and asthma all together at one time. And we're told that these conditions are increasing due to pollutants, chemicals, allergies, and smoking. But people fail to notice that many prescribed medications and vaccines cause pulmonary side effects. Okay, so like, I think I told this to you before, Frank, but I'm going to, and the audience may remember, my oldest child, when he was 10, was allergic to a lot of things. I mean, especially poison ivy. He'd just look at it in the middle of winter and get it. But his dad wanted him to have allergy shots. So they determined he was allergic to certain things in the environment and some foods like nuts. He was allergic to some nuts. And so he wanted to have allergy shots. So we're in the dermatitis office, the, you know, pathologist's office. And I'm waiting, we're waiting. And they make a serum specifically for you. What could possibly go wrong with that, right? Well, this is before I knew anything. I was still working in medical by that time. And so I'm picking up this pamphlet on the table there in the waiting room about allergy shots. And I'm reading through this brochure. And at the end of the brochure, it says, be sure to stay at your physician's office for 20 to 30 minutes after you receive your injections to make sure you don't have an allergic reaction. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, allergic reaction. You know where my mind went, Frank? I went to rash, hives. I'm thinking of that kind of allergic reaction. So when we got called in, I asked the doctor, I said, what do they mean by, you know, allergic reaction here. Are we talking about a rash or something? He goes, he kind of went, nah, we're not worried about a rash. We're talking about pulmonary arrest. So there's an example serums, also known as vaccines, artificial infections, can give you pulmonary arrest, can give you asthma, emphysema, bronchitis. A lot of kids have asthma today. More record numbers of kids. All right. Number 7 on the list. Mental health and behavioral disorders. Well, we just talked about the generation that, you know, the 10 to 25-year-olds. They say they're ruined by the COVID epidemic. So the Generation Z people. Mental health issues. Most people are, you know, kind of struggling to cope with a lot that's going on in this world. A lot of anxiety, a lot of the panic attack disorders. And they're struggling, and these things are surging. A lot of cognitive attention disorders as well. We got an epidemic of people that are depressed and anxious. It's costing $71 billion to treat these things. And the prescription drug therapy don't really help. They make the conditions a lot of time worse. It's called rebound effect. So let's skip that. And we're going to have some natural solutions for these in just a minute. So we're almost done. Number 8 is cancer. One of medicine's goldmine conditions. Makes them a lot of money. Low expectations from the patient, too, for a cure. But how can you say that? Well, according to the Journal of the American Medical Association, 1 in 4 deaths in the U.S. involve cancer. So the cancer conditions that have kind of spiked, it costs $50 billion a year. And these are like breast, colon, rectal, and skin cancer conditions. Okay? $50 billion. So what industry would want to kiss $50 billion bucks goodbye and cure you, really? But one problem is we do not think of healthcare as an industry. Instead, we think of healthcare as a relationship, and we put our trust in our local medical professionals. Now, I'm not saying they're all bad. I'm just saying they've been instructed in a certain way on how to treat you. And that way supports the drug industry and the medical complex. That's all they know, really. That's their training. They don't really know about nutrition. So the only way cancer rates are truly going to decline is if we stop vaccinating, stop smoking, stop alcoholism, stop eating adulterated and chemically treated foods. You know, we got to really clean up the act. Yeah. All right, number 9 is falls and injuries. In the United States, 1 in 5 adults falls in a serious injury causing trauma. These cases, broken bones, fractures, involve even head traumas. $76 billion a year from these injuries, and a lot of them are avoidable. Well, some of them are kind of spontaneous accidents. I get that part, but a lot of them are avoidable. Falls by the elderly are also included in this group. And as we age, we need to look after our balance reflexes better with certain maybe exercises and to keep the bones and joints healthy and have the right supply of plants. Like I said, the plant-based calcium. Animal calcium, as I said, doesn't have that good source of boron and magnesium for the uptake in your calcium. So the thing is as we age, we want to stay active and flexible. Certain exercises and reflexes can help keep our bones and joints strong and flexible. I often refer people to classical stretch, DVD workout. It's low impact and it's very good at keeping you from being stiff, especially, you know, if you're sitting a lot. So, and you can do it 20 minutes and you're done. Miranda Esmond White is the instructor and she's very good. So classical stretch, you can just Google that, or Eccentrics is the name of the company that puts out those DVDs. So those are excellent for our older folks. But the other thing to really also keep in mind is a lot of medications the elderly are on, a lot of them are on four or five. But you really have to look at a medication-induced balance issue where people will, you know, lose their footing and because it's the medication they're on, and they can fall and injure themselves. Also, you want to, with the elderly, you want to be real careful with the alcohol because it can really usher in dementia issues for them. So you want to be careful with the alcohol. All right, number 10 is heart disease, which, you know, gets the blame for most deaths, typically, before COVID rolled in. And a lot of drug therapies here, people are put on these drug therapies for decades. And lifestyle plays a really huge part in your heart health. The Western diet is notorious for hypertension, angina, congestive heart failure, all these things. When they do cultural studies on lifestyle or diets, the Mediterranean is going to help you avoid cancer, diabetes, and heart disease, basically because of the omega-3 fatty acids you're getting. So, you know, olive oil, avocados, fresh fruits and vegetables. They limit their meats to 4 ounces or less, and whole grains, that kind of thing. So Mediterranean diet, very easy to adopt, and it really helps you in the long term, for sure. So according to a 2016 list of the largest selling pharmaceutical products, the division of organ transplant drugs is on the list. And a lot of these people with congestive heart failures and bypass surgeries and stuff, they're needing organs, hearts, kidneys, whatever. So thought I'd tell you some. So what are some of the blockbuster drugs? Well, you have to admit, modern medicine has a lucrative racket. So disease is their business. It's their business model. And rectifying disease is really not in their best interest. Giving you the illusion of wellness, now that is in their best interest. So treating disease to make patients as comfortable as possible while they're dying from their disease is the business model. That's it. So trauma, now that's a separate division within modern healthcare. Treating an injury is not the same as treating a metabolic disease in internal medicine disorder. Now, trauma care is unlikely to become lifelong drug treatment, okay? So there are 25 pharmaceutical companies selling product globally, and here's the list. These are the drugs they're selling globally. Organ transplant meds, infectious disease meds, cancer medication, antibacterial meds, cardiovascular meds, ophthalmology type of meds for the eyes, neurological or nervous system medications, blood disorder medications, respiratory disorder meds, mental health disorder meds, and diabetic meds. That's your top 11 drug therapies. So they're making the most money from those types of disorders. Huge, huge money. You can't even wrap your mind around that money. So drug companies individually generate $300 billion in profit annually. That's profit. And there are 15 drugs that are generating 12% of the sales each year. And the drug categories that are the three biggest, that are the biggest profit producers, are your liver disease meds for hepatitis and liver cancer. An over 9,000% growth margin on that. Sheesh. Neurological meds for multiple sclerosis, other neurological problems, a 232% growth margin. And anti-clotting agents, stroke and heart disease, a 77% growth margin. Yep. So Americans that want to help put drug companies out of business would learn to resolve their most common treatable diseases like diabetes and arthritis type diseases. Yep. And they have exclusive sale rights on a lot of those meds. And we could go on, but let's get to the alternative stuff because we're quickly running out of time. It's easy to take the power back, I think, just being smart and wise and what you're putting in the body. So You want to use some things that will help strengthen metabolically, remove toxins that can weaken the body and invite issues. You want things that will strengthen you. So you want to use foods, spices, and medicinal herbs that will balance blood sugars, balance blood clot factors, strengthen cardio system overall, strengthen the nervous system, too. Also, to reduce risk of organ diseases, reduce need for antibiotics and other prescriptions for infections, strengthen bones and all your connective tissues, and avoid your drug dependency by weaning off of your meds and using something that strengthens you while you transition. You have that power. You just didn't know you have it. See? So just sitting down, and it's a mindset saying, okay, I'm making these changes, and they're going to be permanent because it's a lifestyle. That's permanent. Diets are not permanent. They're fads, so make it a lifestyle change. And just when you get that mindset, you're going to be by leaps and bounds ahead of everybody else and fixing a lot of problems you didn't think could be fixed. It's amazing what power you have. You can take that power back right now. And I encourage you to do so. Go to thepowerherbs.com because that's what it's about, taking the power back, and get their free product catalog. You'll find herbs for cardio in there, diabetes in there, bone health, all these illnesses we just talked about, things for cancer even. You know, there's lots of herbs for cancer, right? There's a lot of medicinals for that. People just don't know about them. Yeah, I wouldn't take chemotherapy. No, you couldn't even pay me the lottery money. I wouldn't take it. Mm-mm. Man, I'd be lining up for dandelion root and astragalus root instead. That's what I'd be going for. So thepowerherbs.com, give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., it's 828-469-5972. That's 828-469-5972 if you're outside the U.S. But use the toll-free if you're in the U.S., 866-229-3663. Sign up for their free newsletters, and you'll get information each week that's absolutely free but life-saving for you or maybe some family members or friends. You can share those newsletters if you want. So you just go to thepowerherbs.com, click on Books and Newsletters, and sign up there for free, and they're delivered by email. So if you don't have email, I'm sorry, we can't snail mail those to you. So the power herbs. Yeah, and check out, you know, what you can do with getting the toxins out of the system, putting super nutrition in, and elevating the immune system up to normal level. Because if you've been on antibiotics and vaccinations, you know that immune system's not at normal level. Not anymore. So you need to power it back up. And there's herbs here for the service of man, the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. So he gets all the credit for all that miracle there. And I can see by the clock we're out of time. So the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. But I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.